Thank you, Oliver. Yes, so I will try to be brief and to explain also because after the presentation from Netherlands, it's very difficult to be broader for the massive job that has been done. So in Norway, we have been carried out two main activities, mostly on the research part and particularly on a systematic review, so to increase knowledge, surveillance and preparedness. And this systematic review has been done on the topic on the effectiveness of environmental surveillance, particularly focusing on the timeliness, so how to use this system as early warning. But also we were focusing on what are the reported public health actions, so how to translate the signal from wastewater in public health action to control the pandemic, for example, when it's in the acute phase or when it is more in the endemic phase. Meanwhile, we have done also, we have started this pilot of wastewater surveillance for SARS-CoV-2, which is still ongoing. And it was a 6-month pilot taken by initiative by the Norwegian Institute of Public Health. And we are waiting the end to make an evaluation of such system to understand what would be the benefit of having this surveillance in the Norwegian settings. You are mentioning three important words, which are challenges. So what are the challenges in Norway? The main one is budget. Even though it's a wealthy country, budgeting and finding resources to implement such surveillance when this surveillance was not existing before, it was challenging, particularly in the first phase of the pandemic when the system was not in place. You need to deal with the pandemic and then you use all the tools you have. But on the other end, I think Norway had a very good testing capacity and there was a good control of the pandemic, as we can see also compared to other countries in numbers of death per capita, for example. And I think it's interesting how you are picking up three different countries which are different in terms of territory, in terms of population, in terms of density. And I think when other countries are trying to implement such surveillance, they need to consider all these aspects because this will have an impact in the logistics, in the budget, and in the effectiveness of such surveillance at national level. And then you are mentioning feasibility. So it goes back to the point that I've already raised, but also in Norway, for example, right now we have this pilot including 5 municipalities and the Oslo airport area. But this is done on voluntary basis. So to make this as a running surveillance, we need to change the law to make the municipalities be able to produce the service. So there are some challenges also when you want to implement this as a national scale. And then the opportunities. Of course, there are opportunities and we are very much interested in such surveillance, particularly now that also in Norway, the testing capacity and more the testing capacity, the testing strategy changed. So wastewater surveillance will be a very good tool to keep track of what is going on at population level. And of course, the opportunities to use the same knowledge for other potential threats.